Today's shir is Nedar Mem Beis Amud Aleph. We pick it up with the Mishnah at the top. A little background, we know that we had the Shemitah cycle, right? The seven-year Shemitah cycle. So during the seventh year of Shemitah, most farming work is also to do on the land. Also, any of the fruit that grows, produce that grows, is hefker. So anyone can, you can just go into someone else's field and take it, the food. So now we're going to talk about this. Mishnah will explain how that Shemitah year would affect if a person took a net against somebody. So the Mishnah says like this. Hamura hana mechavero. Someone takes, it's awesome to get hana from somebody, right? So when it comes to Shemitah, so if it's lifnei shavius, if it did it before the Shemitah year, and lo yore lisoch sadehu, the mudar can't go into the madir's field because the mudar's not allowed to walk on his property. That's what we learned in the beginning of the parak. Ve'ena oicha min hanotos, he's not allowed to take any fruit that grows on these tree branches that hang over the edge of the madir's field. Now, he could reach them without having to walk into them because, again, the trees are extending out there. But since the fruit actually belongs to the madir, that's why it's going to be oser for him to take. That's if he did it when before Shavuos. Uva Shavuos, but if it's during the Shemitah itself, Eini Yor L'Toch Sadehu, he still can't go into the Madir's field, because the land itself is not Hefker. The produce is, right? So walking on his property is going to be the same thing as it would in any one of the other 6 years of the Shemitah cycle. Ava Oichel Hu Min Hanotos, but in this case, he could take from the fruit on these tree branches that go over the edge of the field, because he could pick them without whatever, just walking on the field. And fruit, we said, it grows in Shemitah's Hefker, so therefore that's not going to be contained within the Neder. Okay, what if a different type of Neder was made? The Mishnah says, Hanoder Hemenu Michael. He said he's not going to get any benefit from my food, right? That the food he can't have, right? Not any other type of hana. So in that case, the halacha is, if it's done lifnei shavuos, before the Shemitah year happens, yor l'toch sadehu, the mudar can go into the madar's field, since only the madar's food is what's also on him, but not the property. Ve'einu oichel min haperos, but he can't take the fruit, right? Fruit and peros are the exact same osios, just changing on the nekudos, right? The English word ferut is perot. Uveshvis, but in the Shemitah year, yorid v'oichel, he can go into the field and he can eat it, because that we said that the food is it's hefker then, and therefore he's allowed to have it. Okay, so it says the Gemara like this. Rav Shmuel d'Omer Tarvaihu. Rav Shmuel says it's the same. They both say the same thing. Nechosim elu alecha. The guy says that the benefit of this property is also to you, right? So lifnei shavuos ein yor l'toch sadehu. It's done before shavuos. He can't go into his field. Vein oichem in hanotos. He's not allowed to eat from these, the long branches that stretch out over the edge of his boundary of his field. Afapi shehegia shavuos. Even though the Shemitah year came, because the neder was chal, the isur took place before the Shemitah year, and it stays in effect even after Shemitah begins. Ve'im bashvius noder, but if he took the neder during a Shemitah year, in that case ein yore l'toch sadehu, aval oichem in hanotos, he's not allowed to go into the field that's part of his property, but he could eat from the peros, right? That sticks out, because the really it was hefker when he made this neder. Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish d'Amar Tavayu. Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish say it a little differently. Nechosai alecha, right? Not nechosim elu alecha, but nechosai. My nechosai, my property is also to you. So if it's lefnei shavuos, this before the Shemitah year, ein yor l'toch sadehu ve'ein oichem in anoitos. He can't go into the field. He can't eat from the sticking out fruits, the produce. Higia shvius, when the Shemitah year comes, any yor l'toch sadehu, he still can't go into his field. Aval oichel hu es hanotos, he's allowed to take the fruit that's sticking out, because that's hefker. Salem v'hak mifli. So maybe really this machloikis is about the following issue. De Rav Ushmul Sovri, they hold adam oiser davish b'shuso afilu l'chashiyetze mirshuso. That Rav and Shmuel hold that a person can make something osir even after it goes out of your reshus, right? The guy made his peros osir before the Shemitah year happened, so he holds that this isir it's still in effect, even after Kim Hefker during the Shemitah year. Right, that's one way. V'Reb Yochanan v'Reish Lakish Sovri, they would say, "Ein adam oisir davar shebirshuso l'chsheyetzei mirshuso." A person can't make something osir even after it's out of his possession. You could osir it when it's within your possession, but you can't do it, more than that. There's a shita Mikubetzis over here explains what the Gemara is driving at. The shita says like this: adam oisir davar shlo. Beloshim konam, guy says konam miyadi. Dehave a hekdesh sheim yakdish enu osul oilim. He makes it like hekdesh. Ein anu oser beloshim konam velo domi lehekdesh afilu lemanda omer yesh meile bekonamos kibe hekdesh hachel alav I isur beodo bereshuso aval keshiyetze mireshuso lo. Lo have a hekdesh. The ilu behekdesh kevan shechnisu bereshusa hekdesh eni yochol hotzia v'yotzim reshuso aval gabi konamos lo yotzim reshuso chesh yotzim reshuso poka isura. Meaning like this: that how close do when you say konam on something, right? Is that like you really made it hektish or not? So if it's say something also like a konam, so then once it's out of my position, my possession, then it's fine to have because it's only considered to be osur kol zman that's in my possession, right? But if it's like a real hektish thing, so then no, it can even still be osur once it's out of my possession. So Gemara says, one second, is that really logical? Vatispera, is that how you understand it? Mi ikalaman da omer ein adam oiser davish reshusa chesheitze mirshuso. Does anybody really hold this idea that it could be osur even after it goes out of your reshus? Im kein niflagi bin nechosim elu. They should argue in the case when the guy says nechosim elu, these nechosim. And then certainly, how much more so? Be talks about my own property is going to be osur to you, right? Because in the latter cases, it's clear that the issue is only in effect kol zman that it's in my possession. Vesu, and another question: Ha tanan de adam osur davar shebirshuso l'chsheyetzei mirshuso. It's a mishnah in Bava Kamma, kuf chesam and beis. A person could make something in his possession osur even when it leaves. It's none. Ha'oim livno. The person says to his son, konam sha'at nehenli. Benefiting from my property is konam to you, right? So mace, if the father died, you're a shenu, right? Then what? Then the son is going to be your ishim. But chayav v'moso, if the father says it's also for you to get any hanoah from my property during my lifetime and after time, so on Amid Beis, imeis lo yoshenu. If the father dies, then the son doesn't. So what do you see from this case? I was asking from the Mishnah Bava Kamma that you see that apparently you could make something, your property could be osur even after it's no longer in your possession. So that's against what Argon was saying. No, shiny hocha. The case is different. To call Omerle, because the guy said explicitly, Bechayav Uvamoso, during his lifetime and after the death. So therefore, you can't bring a raya in a case where he didn't say Beferish exactly that the prohibition is going to extend even after it's out of my possession. So then we wouldn't think to say that it should go be Osir once it's left his Rishus. Okay, we'll pick it up with here in tomorrow's Shir.